North Carolina education officials are a vote away from offering a different licensure test for elementary math teachers. A high number of teachers have failed the test since it was changed 5 years ago. State Board of Education members are being urged to approve a new test, but they were also told this week that the test results are not as bad as they seem. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
In the 2013-2014 school year, 85% of the state's elementary math teachers passed the exam they had to take in order to be licensed to teach in the state. The next year, only 65% passed a new test called the Pearson exam. The passage rate dropped to 55% in 2017.
When we instituted the Pearson exam, there was also a shift in state law that allowed teachers to enter the teaching profession without passing their licensure exam up front, as long as they attempted that test in their first year of teaching and passed it by the end of the second.
That's Thomas Tomberlin, a state education official who spoke before the State Board of Education this week. Tomberlin says state policy allows teachers to take the test as many times as they need to pass it within a two-year period. More than 2,000 elementary math teachers are failing the exam each year, but Tomberlin says that number does not tell the whole story.
If you only looked in a given year how many failed it, a whole bunch of people failed it. And so by looking at it over the life of that cohort, you're able to see that 86% of them went on to ultimately pass that test.
In other words, 86% of teachers hired in the 2014-15 school year eventually passed the test. As for the recommendation that the board switch to the new test called Praxis CKT, Tomberlin says it's not because the new test is easier, but because it's a better test. He says nearly all education department deans they consulted came to that conclusion as well.
The Pearson assessment largely focused on, can teachers solve this problem? Get me the right answer. What the CKT does is it frames the mathematics in the perspective of combine the knowledge of mathematics with the ability to diagnose mathematical misunderstandings in their students. We all know how to divide by a fraction. Very few people could explain why you do it that way. That's a much harder skill.
Tomberlin says the new exam will test for middle school math concepts. Some high school level questions will be included, but not as many as some elementary teachers complained about in the Pearson exam. And at $74, the new exam will be $20 cheaper than the Pearson exam. State Board of Education members are expected to vote on the new exam in March. If it is approved, teachers will have the option of taking either test for a time. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.